Good morning. This is Ryan Feil from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. If this is your first time here, I'm here most weekdays running down our day's top stories. There are plenty of ways to tune in. On our site, mailtribune.com, or on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Here are the top stories for Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. First up, Jackson County Sheriff's deputies believe that a Medford man found shot in a White City neighborhood Tuesday night was involved in a home invasion robbery at an apartment half a block away from where authorities found him. James Stephen Bennett, 30, of the 700 block of Dakota Street, is believed to have suffered a gunshot wound to the abdomen while attempting to rob an apartment in the 7600 block of Division Road at about 8 p.m., according to Jackson County Sheriff Sergeant Julie Denny. Police have not released the shooter's name, but Denny said the person is cooperating with authorities. Bennett is hospitalized at Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center with a single gunshot wound, according to Asante spokeswoman Lauren Van Sickle. He was listed in fair condition. Bennett will be arrested once he's released from the hospital, according to Denny. Next up, a Central Point man will spend more than a dozen years in federal prison for robbing a Medford lottery deli of $500 at gunpoint. Justin Douglas Jones, 42, was sentenced Tuesday in U.S. District Court to 155 months in prison for the June 30, 2015 robbery of a Purple Parrot at 1913 Delta Waters Road. Jones pointed a silver Ruger .22 caliber handgun at a female employee and took $500 in cash from a back room. Jones told the employee, "Don't move, do what I say, or I will shoot," according to a court document filed by the U.S. Attorney's Office in the case. The employee was not hurt, nor were the three customers inside at the time. Jones was arrested within days of the robbery and pleaded guilty November 6, 2017, to felony counts of felon in possession of a firearm, interference with commerce by robbery, and using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm during a crime of violence. Jones's arrest was among the earliest cases cracked with the aid of Medford Police's popular Facebook page, which garnered tips after police posted still photos of the robbery, taken from surveillance video. And last up, an unusually cold and wet weather system is expected to push into parts of southwest Oregon Thursday night, bringing as much as 2 feet of new snow at higher elevations by the weekend. Close to an inch of rain is expected on the Rogue Valley floor by Saturday, Weather Service officials said. The cold front is expected to rapidly drop snow levels to about 1,500 feet, where they will fluctuate between 1,500 and 2,500 feet through Friday night. Josephine, Curry, and western Siskiyou counties are expected to be the hardest hit, with several feet of new snow possible. Heavy snowfall is also expected over the Cascades and the Mount Shasta area. Accumulations of 3 to 6 inches of snow are expected among several passes by Saturday, including Sexton, Stage, and Smith. Anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of snow is forecast on the Siskiyou summit. Close to 20 inches of snow could fall at Diamond Lake and Lake of the Woods during the same time period, with as much as 2 feet at Crater Lake and the top of Mount Ashland. Heavy snow is also expected around the Illinois Valley area toward the Oregon coast. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. And you can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great day.